Well, the nominees for the Sports Business Awards will be announced Monday morning. There'll be nominees for Team of the Year, League of the Year, Event of the Year, Sports Facility of the Year, and Executive and Athletic Director of the Year, among other categories. Always a great list, always highly anticipated, so look for that in your inbox and on the Buzzcast on Monday. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, March 15th. Good morning, I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. A big season launches this weekend for the NWSL. You have a lot going on here. You have a new media deal with Amazon Prime, Scripps Sports, ESPN, and CBS. You have two new teams with Bay FC and the Utah Royals. While Utah has had more time to get a franchise in order, Bay FC has launched very, very quickly, and you will see how they will launch playing in the Earthquake Stadium in the Bay Area. You also have a real powerhouse player roster at the reigning champion, New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC, and there are a lot of people talking about that team. You also have a new facility, the first women's-only sports facility with CPKC Stadium in Kansas City, an 11,500-seat stadium that opens this weekend. That cost $120 million. It's the first facility built specifically for an NWSL team. That is a great sign that owners are looking to invest in their franchise with new infrastructure and new facilities. Let's go back to the media coverage, because that will be something to watch. Yes, you have a lot of different partners, so discovery and promotion of the games and the game times will be critical. But the bottom line is the NWSL will promote this new exposure, and they should. The league has said the deals are worth a combined $60 million a year. That includes production costs and marketing commitments, in addition to rights fees. But regardless how you cut the numbers, it's a big jump from the $1.5 million per year the league previously received from CBS. On the franchise front, another big team deal that showcases the growing value of women's sports. The NWSL San Diego Wave is being sold by Ron Burkle for a league record of north of $110 million. That's according to a report from our good friends at Sportico on Thursday night. Laura Lichtman and Arthur Levine are married, and they founded the private equity firm Levine Lichtman Capital Partners. They are buying the team. They will pay $35 million now for 35% of the team, and then close to $80 million for the remaining 65% after the 24 season. So why is this significant? Well, this is a record, and it tops the previous all-time high, which was $63 million for the Portland Thorns just in January, and it beats that number by almost $50 million. It is another indicator of the rapidly increasing franchise fees and franchise values of NWSL teams. I get a lot of questions about it. I know there are many people who doubt that these numbers pencil out, but this is the marketplace right now, and it continues to get higher and higher to get an entry price into the NWSL. It also marks the end of Ron Burkle in soccer ownership, or looks to. He was a key figure looking to bring soccer to Sacramento. He shifted his focus to the NWSL in San Diego, and now, just a couple of years in, he has decided to sell and move on, and he sold at a very good price and got a very good return. So again, lots of storylines around the NWSL this season. Staying with women's sports, I mentioned all the interest around the upcoming women's NCAA tournament, and advertisers are taking notice as well. Ad inventory around the women's tournament selling very well. It's pretty much sold out, and here's what you need to know. A 30-second spot for the championship game of the women's final will go this year for about $500,000 for that 30-second spot. Now, the cost was less than $100,000 for that same 30-second spot just a few years ago. And while for years it was easy to buy ad inventory at the last minute for the women's tournament, that's not the case this year. Sources told Ad Age that ESPN asked for a $1 million minimum commitment to advertise during the tournament, and ESPN asked for dollar-for-dollar spend across other women's sports properties. So basically, if you're buying the women's basketball tournament, we want you to buy also, at the same amount, the NWSL or the WNBA. So a very interesting strategy by ESPN, if that is true, shows leverage and it shows confidence in the growth of women's sports. Meanwhile, the men's tournament has also sold well, officials saying that event is essentially sold out. Let's stay with women's basketball. Are you sensing a pattern here on the Buzzcast this morning? Well, Ally Financial continues to be a leader in supporting women's sports. Ally has committed to a three-year deal with the Charlotte Sports Foundation to bring back the Ally Tip-Off. That is a women's college basketball season opening doubleheader. It'll be held in November. They have four teams, strong teams. They'll have South Carolina and NC State, Iowa and Virginia Tech. They will be playing at the Spectrum Center. Remember last year in Charlotte, I went to the event. They had more than 15,000 fans in attendance at the Spectrum Center, which was the largest attended regular season women's basketball game in North Carolina history. So again, Ally coming back. And for Ally, this agreement extends its women's sports portfolio. We know they are sponsors of the NWSL, the USGA around women's golf, and the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, among other deals, and now they continue to lean in women's college basketball. And finally, we'll end with this. We could talk about a new sports documentary every day, but this is one I will surely watch. Amazon is moving forward on a documentary on the life of Allen Iverson. Yes, the answer. This should be a colorful, fascinating story. It's being handled by Shaquille O'Neal's Jersey Legends and Steph Curry's Unanimous Media. So Amazon going forward with this, no release date or documentary title as of now, but that will be one I will surely want to watch. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, March 15th. I'm Abe Matcore. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Lots of hoops. St. Patrick's Day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.